Well, Carolee, I understand that the 4th Street Theater in Moberly is, like you said, going under a bit of restoration. Can you tell me more about this?
Well, this has been a long, long project. In fact, it started 10 years ago, and we're finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. But we decided when we first started this restoration of this old historic vaudeville movie house that we wouldn't borrow any money to do it. So we've worked on fundraising and paying as we go. And as I said, we're finally seeing that, you know, it's going to be completed, hopefully this year.
All right. And how much has all the restoration cost?
Well, over $1 million.
Wow, that's quite a large sum of money. Can you talk about what some of the money has gone toward restoring in the theater?
Well, you know, one thing, we thought we would just be able to patch the ceiling of this beautiful old theater, but it started falling, which was a blessing in disguise because falling now wouldn't hurt anyone. When falling later after being patched, you know, it might. So we had to put a whole new ceiling in. We had to put all new walls in, and we had to redesign some of the inside of the theater to meet the standards that are required today. And so that took a lot of thought and pre-planning, and but it's done, and you know, it's going to turn out to be just as beautiful or more beautiful a theater now as it was when it was new. It was actually built in 1913, and one of the oldest movie houses that was built to be a movie house and a vaudeville house, because when they first started the movies, the owners didn't think that movies would really work. They were so new. So they made it into a vaudeville movie house, so it had both of them there, and they opened in 1914. Actually, it stayed open until 1970 in the 1970s, and then it closed for a while, and then it opened for a while, and ran movies until, and it was a very popular movie house because of the fact that it showed cowboy movies, and everyone you talked to of that age or that era that went to the old 4th Street, they remember the cowboy movies.
Well, it sounds like some great work has been done on the old movie house. Whenever it is completed, will there be just movies shown, or will it revisit its kind of days as a vaudeville playhouse as well?
No, because we gave this some very serious thought, and I've done research all over the country on restoring old movie palaces, and so many, many of them never could make it after they finished the restoration because of the maintenance costs. So I thought, we've got to work this out so that it'll pay for itself after it's restored. So part of the area in the main auditorium is going to be flat, so we can use it as a multi-purpose building as well. Like if we have something on stage, we can set up more chairs on this flat area, or we can set up tables for dinner theater or conferences or banquets or meetings. And so we've made it into more of a multi-purpose theater, keeping the ambience of the old historic theater as well. So that way it'll pay for itself.
Okay. And I know that you said that it will be completed later this year or next year, but do you have exactly a target date or an idea of when it might be completed?
Well, I have a target that we will have a grand opening in the spring of 2014.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that you would like to add?
Well, of course, you know, we're still fundraising, and we still have a little ways to go on that, but we have enough funds now that we can continue to work, and we're finished with the painting, and the main thing is to get the finishing things, like the curtains and the lighting and the seats and all that in. So we're still working on that, and we could always use as much help as we can on that and appreciate it so much. But it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful old theater.
It absolutely sounds like it. Well, if someone wants to make a donation, how would they do that?
Well, they can send it to 4th Street Theater Incorporated, P.O. Box 185, Moberly, Missouri, 65270.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, just, you know, we appreciate so much help. You know, we've had so many volunteers helping us. We couldn't have gotten this far without our volunteer help. And so it's just been wonderful that people have come forth because they see this. You know, the thing about in today's world, we're letting our historic values slip by us. And we need to keep that for our future generations. And this is one way we can do that is restore very important features of our communities.